This goes to Dr. David Freestone, F-R-E-E-S-T-O-N-E, fax 989-875-5168, regarding Corinne, C-O-R-I-N-N, like November, E, Bertram, B, like boy, E-R-T-R-A-M, like Mary. Date of birth 12/10/1935. Dear Dr. Freestone, this is a face-to-face follow-up for Ms. Bertram, who had a consultation on March 8th of this year for elevated creatinine levels for over a year with low sodium levels. She's actually feeling well since her consultation. She states that she had blood work by a podiatrist that determined that she has a higher than normal uric acid level. She was treated with medicine for gout, and that did help lower the level. But she does have an awful lot of back pain and joint pain. And at one point, she was receiving Prolia injections every 6 months. But she did not like going down to Lansing to have them have the Prolia shots. So recently she was started on Miacalcin nasal spray. It's M-I-A-C-A-L-S-I-N, Miacalcin nasal spray, which is calcitonin salmon nasal spray for her osteoporosis. She is tolerating the Miacalcin spray without any side effects or problems. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. She has dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest, no orthopnea or PND. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She does have some edema in the right ankle. None on the left side. Medication list is reviewed. In addition to the Miacalcin nasal spray, she's also on Lasix 20 milligram daily and Lisinopril 20 milligram once daily. And she's not using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, the patient is alert and oriented. Weight is 132 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, or normal adult cuff, is 118 over 60. Pulse, 78. Neck is supple. There's no lymphadenopathy and no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. She has significant scoliosis of the spine, and multiple nodules on hands are noted, and fingers. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites. Extremities, she's got a trace of ankle edema bilaterally, slightly greater on the right than the left. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 20th of 2022. Creatinine was improved at 1.2, down from 1.47. Estimated GFR is 43. Albumin is 4.0. Calcium is 9.2. Her sodium was low, lower, although she does alternatively have low sodium levels. It was 129. Potassium is 4.0. Carbon dioxide, 22. Phosphorus is 3.8. Intact parathyroid hormone, 155.8. Hemoglobin 12.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. The patient was unable to void, so we did not get a UA or a protein to creatinine ratio, but she'll be getting that with the next labs. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine levels. Hypertension is well controlled. Hyponatremia, most likely secondary to diuretic use, possibly fluid intake being over requirements, and type 2 diabetes. also osteoporosis with severe scoliosis. We did discuss the possibility of resuming Prolia injections if it was possible to get them somewhat closer to home so she wouldn't have to go to Lansing every 6 months. So she'll be discussing that with you. We've asked her to get lab studies done for us every 3 months and to follow a fluid restriction of 64 ounces in 24 hours. We'd like her to have labs every 3 months, and then we're going to recheck her in this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.